Hear these words from the Gospel according to Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, this is Jesus, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say this, the Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately. They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, what are you doing untying the colt? They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks in the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead of them and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestors David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, it was already late. He went out to Bethany with the 12. May God add blessing to the reading of the word. There are really two ways to look at, to commemorate Palm Sunday. We can look at it as the triumphal entry of our Savior, or we can look at it as the beginning of the end for an itinerant preacher. We can see it as a time for praise. We can also see it as a time for Jesus' passion. We can see it as the arrival of a king or a political rabble-rouser comes to town. How many of you have seen the movie City Slickers? Billy Crystal? There's a scene in, well, these are about these three New Yorkers who decide to go on a cattle drive, and so they go out to Wyoming or, well, might have even been Arizona. So they're on this cattle drive, and the trail boss conks over with a heart attack, and so they're contemplating their lives, and the three of them are riding along, and one of them says to a Daniel Stern, he says, what's your best day? What was your best day? And he says, the day I got married, I looked great. Elaine, his bride, looked great. Everyone was happy. And then they said, well, what was your worst day? And he said, well, it was a tie of every day after that. So now the question goes to Billy Crystal. What was your best day? And he says that his best day was holding his father's hand, walking into Yankee Stadium for the first time. And the grass was green, and there was no color TV then, so he had never seen a baseball field like that. That was his best day. And they asked, what was your worst day? And he said, well, can't remember her name, I think it was Laura, found a lump in her breast. And it turned out that it was benign and everything was fine, but it was still his worst day. Then the question goes to Bruno Kirby, and they ask him, well, what was your best day? And he says, my best day was the day my mother and my sisters and I told my father to leave, to get out. We don't love you. You are mean to us. Get out of our lives. That was his best day. And then they ask him, well, what was your worst day? And he said, the same day. So for Jesus, on this Palm Sunday, we could say maybe it was his best day, or maybe we can say it was his worst day, because it was a day of celebration and a day of foreboding for him. As Jesus entered one side of the city of Jerusalem on a donkey to the shouts of Hosanna, as we hear in our lesson, Pontius Pilate was coming in the other side parading in the city in a chariot with the sound of trumpets. Jesus was coming to face off, literally, with those who were determined to kill him. Pilate came reluctantly. He didn't like coming to Jerusalem. He came reluctantly to do his duty to keep the peace during the celebration of the Jewish Passover. Two parades, one on each side of town, with two different moods and two different motives. Those who were there to greet Jesus sang, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Pilate's crowd groveled themselves for fear of the power of the governor. I suspect there were some in the crowd that greeted Jesus who feared for him. They knew that he was a threat to the religious leaders of his people and through them a threat to the Roman power elite. So Jesus enters Jerusalem, that great city where religious and political power reigned, and it was his final step of his call to obedience to God's will. He knew his message of love and justice for the oppressed was just too much for the scribes and the Pharisees to bear. And now they had a chance to get rid of him. When we follow his steps, we too may be threatened by those in power, threatened by power in politics or in violence or in protest. In this holy week ahead of us, we remember how Jesus met all such power with the strength of his faith in God who had called him. He died out of obedience, and that is the example he sets for us. Obey and be prepared for repercussions. That has always been the motivation of the saints of our faith, that they were willing to face the consequences of their obedience to God. May we have the courage to do the same. Amen.